SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden calling for order on college campuses that have been disrupted by Hamas war protesters. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Ending days of silence, the president defended the right to protest and condemned anti-Semitic speech. He also spoke out against violent activity, saying destruction of property is not a peaceful protest.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
Mr. Biden was under growing political pressure and increased criticism for his silence on the escalating demonstrations. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Maryland transportation official says the state plans to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge in just over 4 years at an estimated cost between $1.7 and $1.9 billion. As salvage efforts continue, authorities also announcing late Wednesday they had recovered the body of a fifth person who died in the March 26 collapse. On the economic front, correspondent Alex Vega reports on mortgage rates in the U.S.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to about 7.2%. The average rate is now the highest it's been since late November. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan. That limits how much home shoppers can afford. Mortgage rates have now risen 5 weeks in a row. That's an unwelcome trend for homebuyers in what's typically the housing market's busiest time of the year. I'm Alex Vega.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says police shot and killed a student outside a middle school after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. The active shooter never got inside the building. It happened Wednesday at Mount Horeb Middle School. On Wall Street, the Dow had 283 points, the S&P 500 adding 41. This is SRN News. Christians are being persecuted in Mexico.
About 150 Baptists in Hidalgo have seen their homes vandalized, their utilities cut off, and their freedom of movement restricted by local officials. In Mexico, local indigenous communities are allowed to police themselves, and most of those communities are pagan. They don't like Christians and are trying to drive them out of the area. The Mexican Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but without enforcement, that guarantee is meaningless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. That's about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as in cases of rape and incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion in Florida's Constitution. This is SRN News. Millions of voters in England and Wales casting their ballots today on an array of local elections.
It's the last big test before an upcoming general election in which the ruling Conservatives are expected to be booted from power after 14 years. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is hoping for some wins in the local race to stop talk of a new Conservative Party leader ahead of the main elections, which could take place soon. However, opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer hopes the local election results will reflect what opinion polls have shown for 2 years, that Labour is on course for power for the first time since 2010. Karen Shamas, London.
Broadband internet disrupted in many parts of Nepal as Indian vendors, from whom most Nepali private operators source the bandwidth, stop providing the service because of payment defaults. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.